Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 234. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. I got some big news to share with you guys today. I'm moving back to LA next week for good. It's been exactly 2 years since I moved to Tokyo, but my time here has come to an end. It's time for me to go back and restart my life in LA. 今日は皆さんに報告があります。実は来週、ロスに帰国します。東京に引っ越してきてからちょうど2年が経ちますが、日本の生活も終わりを迎え、地元のロスでの生活が再スタートします。But looking back, these past 2 years have been quite the roller coaster ride. When I first moved to Japan, my future was full of uncertainty. I stepped away from my language school in LA to dedicate myself to growing Hapae Kaiwa. My wife and I didn't have a place to live upon arrival. And the crazy thing is that my visa wasn't even approved at that time. But my wife and I decided to take a leap of faith and follow our hearts. Just like anybody moving to a foreign country, we've dealt with our fair share of ups and downs, but there were many more positives that came out of this experience. There is nothing that I would change, and if I could go back, I'd do it all over again. It's been one hell of a ride.
今振り返ると、本当に起伏の多い2年間でした。日本に引っ越してきた当初、私の未来は不安でいっぱいでした。ハパ英会話に専念するためにロスで経営していた英会話学校を離れたこと、日本に到着した時、私と妻には住む場所がなかったこと、ビザが降りる前に日本に来てしまったこと、本当に何もかも保証がされてない状態で日本での生活をスタートしました。しかし、私と妻は何とかなると信じ、自分たちの心に従い思い切って行動に出ました。海外へ移住する誰もが経験するように、私たちもいろいろと浮き沈みを経験しましたが、この経験から得られたのはポジティブなことの方が断然多かったです。もし過去に戻ることができたとしても、私は当時と全く同じ決断をし、同じことを繰り返すでしょう。最高の2年間でした。
With that said, leaving Japan is a bittersweet feeling and there are countless things I'm gonna miss. The sandwiches from the convenience stores, trains arriving on time, and seasonal foods are just a few things that pop into my mind. But what I will miss most is the relationships that I've built with each person that I had the opportunity to encounter. From personal to professional relationships, to all of you who I've had the opportunity to meet with, is something that I don't take for granted and will cherish forever. The people in Japan have always welcomed me with open arms, and I'm extremely humbled and grateful for that.
とは言うものの、帰国することは嬉しくも悲しくもあり、日本を恋しく思うことは数え切れないほどあります。真っ先に頭に思い浮かぶのが、コンビニのサンドイッチや時間通りに到着する電車、季節の料理や旬の食材などです。しかし、一番は何より日本で出会った一人一人と築いてきた関係です。プライベートから仕事のつながり、また、ポッドキャストを聞いてくれてる皆さんとの出会いは当たり前のことではなく、これからも一生大事にしていきたい自分の財産だと思っています。日本の皆さんが、いつも私を温かく歓迎してくださることに、本当に心から感謝しています。
Moving forward, I am not planning on stopping Hapae Kaiwa, so don't worry. I'm gonna continue the podcast, the YouTube channel, and everything we offer through our platform.Once I move back to LA, my ultimate goal is to provide you with local information and knowledge that you can only get in LA. I'm also going back to my language school in LA, so if you have any plans on visiting, please don't hesitate to drop by my school and say hi. You guys are always welcome to visit my school, and it would be really awesome to meet up in LA.
今後、ハパ英会話をやめる予定は一切ありませんので、どうぞご心配なく。ポッドキャストや YouTube など、ハパ英会話で提供しているコンテンツは、これからも今まで通り続けていきます。ロスに戻ったら、ロスでしかゲットできない情報や知識を皆さんにお届けしたいと思っています。またロスの英会話学校に戻る予定なので、もしロスに遊びに来る機会がありましたら、遠慮せずにぜひ学校にお立ち寄りください。皆さんの訪問はいつでも大歓迎ですし、ロスでお会いできたら本当に嬉しいです。
I just wanna say thank you for making my 2 years in Japan an unforgettable one. I can't say this enough, but you guys are the reason why I get to do what I'm passionate about every day. And without you guys, there would be no such thing as Hapa Eikaiwa. Thank you very much. My wife and my cat Goro are waiting for me in LA.There's a good chance Goro has forgotten about me, but I'll make sure to give him extra kibbles so that I become his favorite again.
忘れられない最高の2年間にしてくださった皆さん、本当にありがとうございました。何度言っても言い尽くせませんが、皆さんのおかげで私は毎日自分のパッションに生きることができ、皆さんのサポートがなければハパ英会話は存在していません。心より感謝しています。私の妻と愛病のゴロはロスで私のことを待ってくれています。ゴロは私のことを絶対に忘れてると思うので、帰ったらいつも以上に餌をあげて好きになってもらえるように頑張らないと。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. Do you believe in karma? In today's episode, Clayton and Deanna discuss the saying, What goes around, comes around.Clayton and Deanna both share the same views on karma and provide specific examples to justify their opinions. As you listen to their conversation today, see if you agree or disagree with their beliefs about karma.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんはカルマを信じますか？今日のエピソードでは、クレイトンとディアナは因果応報ということわざについて議論をします。クレイトンとディアナはカルマについて同じ考え方を持っており、具体的な例をいくつか挙げて説明をします。今日の会話を聞きながら、皆さんは二人の考え方に賛成するか否か考えましょう。
Are you ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. Deanna and Clayton share the same opinion on karma. What is it?
ディアナとクレイトンはカルマについて同じ意見ですが、それはどういうものですか
?Number 2. What is Deanna's opinion of people in general?
ディアナは人間一般についてどのような考えを持っていますか
?Number 3. In what part of culture does karma manifest for Deanna and Clayton?
ディアナとクレイトンはどういった文化においてカルマが成立していると考えていますか?
Live conversation.
Do you believe in karma? Absolutely. What goes around comes around?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Okay. I think that, honestly, I think it's, you hear it a lot because it's a super popular idea,
yeah.
Karma in American culture right now.But I think that, no, because people do bad things every day and they get away with it. Yeah.
That's true. I think karma is just something that was manufactured by people to believe in something or to.
I think
it sounds like a cynical, like,It's a bad point of view, but it's true.
It's the ultimate moral fantasy.
Yeah.
It's like there's this moral law that, like, will manifest your reality. You know, like, everything will end up okay in the end.
Yeah, it satisfies our emotional needs for survival.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
all it is. Yeah.
So you don't believe that goes around comes around?
No, I don't believe it. I do believe that people and the world...are inherently good. That's just like my optimistic point of view. But I agree with you. People get away with bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like people who have been like kind of shafted for a lot of their life, I feel like they might be resentful mm-hmm. about that idea, because like they can see like that person is going to be fine, like the person who's shafted me forever.
Right.
And so, yeah, I feel like it's sort of a kind of a popular idea, but no real basis.
No. Yeah. Maybe in the movies and stuff. Yeah, the bad guy
always... It's always nice in the movies.
There's right? tons like, of karma, yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. Deanna and Clayton share the same opinion on karma. What is it? Deanna とクレイトンはカルマについて同じ意見ですが、それはどういうものですか? Neither of them believes that it's real, and think of it merely as a moral fantasy. 二人ともカルマなど存在せず、それは道徳に関する空想に過ぎないという考えです。Number two. What is Deanna's opinion of people in general? ディアナは人間一般についてどのような考えを持っていますか? She believes that people in general are inherently good. 彼女は人間の性善説を信じています。Number three.In what part of culture does karma manifest for Deanna and Clayton?
Deanna とクレイトンはどういった文化においてカルマが成立していると考えていますか?
They both believe karma is a popular idea present in many movies.
二人とも映画の多くにおいてカルマはポピュラーで成立している考え方だと思っています。
Summary 会話の要約Deanna and Clayton discuss their views on karma, that is, the belief that what goes around comes around, and that people will be morally accountable for their actions. Clayton believes karma doesn't exist.
Deanna とクレイトンが、カルマ、つまり人間は自分の行為に対して道徳的に責任があるという因果応報の考え方について議論します。クレイトンはカルマは存在しないと信じています。
Clayton's main reason for not believing in karma is the fact that people who do bad things often go unpunished or get away with their wrongdoing. Deanna agrees, believing karma was a concept manufactured by people.
クレイトンがカルマを信じない主な理由は、悪事を働いた多くの人がしばしば罰を逃れているという事実に基づきます。ディアナもそれに同感で、カルマは人間が作り出したコンセプトであると思っています。
Deanna thinks karma became a popular idea because it satisfies emotional needs. There is something cathartic about believing that people who do bad things are appropriately punished for them.
Deanna はカルマは精神的なニーズを満たしてくれる考え方なのでポピュラーになったと考えています。悪事を働いた人は適切に罰せられるという考え方にはカタルシスが感じられるのです。
Clayton thinks that people who have been especially unfortunate in life may feel resentful of the notion of karma, and those who treat the unfortunate badly often seem to go unpunished. But both Clayton and Deanna agree that the concept of karma appears often in movies, as indeed it is a popular idea in American culture.
クレイトンは人生で不幸な経験をしてきた人は特にカルマという考え方に怒りを覚えるかもしれないと考えています。また人を不幸にしてきた人は、往々にして罰を受けずに済んでるとも考えています。カルマは映画の世界でよく見られるということにクレイトンとディアナは同意し、実際アメリカ文化では実にポピュラーな考え方です。
Phrases of the day 今日のフレーズ Number one What goes around comes around
因果応報。直訳すると、出ていくものは戻ってくるですが、これは因果応報に相当する表現で、自分の行いはいずれ報いとなって自分に返ってくる、罰が当たることを意味します。一般的にはネガティブな状況で使われます。
例文。You shouldn't do that. What goes around comes around.
そんなことはしない方がいい。ツケが回ってくるよ。
What goes around comes around. I believe in karma.
因果応報だよ。僕はカルマを信じてる。
Always treat people with kindness and respect. You know what they say. What goes around comes around.
常に思いやりと敬意を持って人と接するように、自分の行いは自分に返ってくると言うからね。
Number two. Get away with.
逃げ切る。この表現は、悪いことをしたのに逃げ切る、罰を受けずに済むことを意味します。
例文。I got caught cheating, but luckily, I got away with just a warning.
カンニングがバレたんだけど、運よく注意だけで済んだ。
You are 40 kilometers over the speeding limit and you didn't get a ticket? How did you get away with that?
制限速度を40キロもオーバーしてたのにチケットを切られなかったの？どうやって違反切符を切られずに済んだの？
How does he always get away with not paying?
彼はどうしていつもお金を払わずに済むんだろう？
Number three. Cynical.
ひねくれた。Cynical は態度がひねくれていたり、疑いの目で物事を見ている様を表し、その根底には、人間とは自己中心的で誠実ではないという考えがあります。
例文。I consider myself a pretty cynical person.
私は自分のことを結構ひねくれ者だと思っています。
Is there anything you're cynical about?
疑ってることって何かある？
I feel like the older I get, the more cynical I become.
年を取るにつれ、さらにひねくれていく気がする。
Number four. Satisfy needs.
Needs を満たす。Needs を満たすことを
Satisfy 何々 needs と表現します。
顧客のニーズを満たすは
Satisfy the customer's needs.
精神的ニーズを満たすは
Satisfy one's emotional needs のように
具体的なニーズが Satisfy と needs の間に入ります。
Satisfy the needs of 何々ということもでき、
顧客のニーズを満たすは
Satisfy the needs of the customers でも OK です。
例文
We need to do a better job satisfying our users' needs.
ユーザーのニーズを満たすためにもっと頑張らないといけない。
Our goal is to fully satisfy the needs of our customers.
我々の目標は顧客のニーズを完全に満たすことです。
Eating and shopping satisfy my emotional needs.
食事と買い物が私の精神的なニーズを満たしてくれます。
Number five. Shafted.
ひどい目に遭う。
Shafted
は不当な扱いを受けたり、騙されるなどして、ひどい目に遭うことを意味します。一般的に、
get shafted
もしくは、be shafted の形をとります。
例文。You don't get any company benefits your first year? It sounds like you're getting shafted.
入社1年目は福利厚生が全くないの？それはひどいね。
The recycle center only paid you $100 for all your furniture? I think you got shafted.
リサイクルセンターに家具を全部売ってたった100ドルだったの？騙されたんじゃない？
Make sure you read the fine print on the contract so you don't get shafted.
騙されないように契約書の正し書きを読むように。
今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。
Repeat after me. Number one. What goes around comes around. You shouldn't do that. What goes around comes around. What goes around comes around.I believe in karma. Always treat people with kindness and respect. You know what they say. What goes around comes around. Number two, get away with. I got caught cheating, but luckily, I got away with just a warning. You were 40 kilometers over the speed limit and you didn't get a ticket? How did you get away with that? How does he always get away with not paying? Number three, cynical. I consider myself a pretty cynical person. Is there anything you are cynical about? I feel like the older I get, the more cynical I become. Number four, satisfy needs. We need to do a better job satisfying our users' needs. Our goal is to fully satisfy the needs of our customers. Eating and shopping satisfy my emotional needs. Number five, shafted. You don't get any company benefits your first year. It sounds like you're getting shafted. The recycle center only paid you $100 for all your furniture. I think you got shafted. Make sure you read the fine print on the contract so you don't get shafted.
Are
you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
Do you believe in karma? Absolutely. What goes around comes around?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Okay. I think that... honestly, I think it's you hear it a lot because it's a super popular idea,
yeah,
karma in American culture right now. But I think that no, because people do bad things every day and they get away with it.
Yeah, that's true. I think karma is just something that was manufactured by people,
yeah,
to believe in something,
yeah,
or to.
I think
it sounds like a cynical, like it's bad point of view, but it's true.
It's the ultimate moral fantasy.
Yeah,
it's mm-hmm. like there's this moral law that mm-hmm. like will manifest your reality. You know, like everything will end up okay in the end.
Yeah, it satisfies our emotional needs,
yes,
for survival.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
all it is. Yeah.
So you don't believe that what goes around comes around?
No, I don't believe it. I do believe that people and the world are inherently good. That's just like my optimistic point of view. But I agree with you. People get away with bad things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like people who have been like kind of shafted for a lot of their life, I feel like they might be resentful mm-hmm. about that idea, because like they can see like that person is going to be fine, like the person who's shafted me forever,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I feel like it's sort of a kind of a popular idea, but no real basis.
No. Yeah. Maybe in the movies and stuff. Yeah, like bad guy
always. It's always nice in the movies,
there's
right?
There's tons of karma, yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Awesome job today. I disagree with Deanna and Clayton on this one. I actually 100% believe in karma. I believe that your actions, both good and bad, will come back to you in the future. I do get the point that Deanna and Clayton make about some people that go unpunished, and they may not immediately, but I do believe that eventually, bad behavior will come back and bite you in the butt. お疲れ様です。このことわざに関しては、私はディアナとクレイトンとは意見が異なります。実は私、100% カルマを信じています。いい行いでも、悪い行いでも、最終的には自分に戻ってくると思っています。今日の会話でディアナとクレイトンが言った、悪いことをしても罰が当たらない人がいるという点は理解できますが、最終的には悪い行いをする人は後で泣きを見ると思っています。There are times when you work really hard for something, and yet you're not rewarded with the results that you expect. At times, unfortunate things happen in life, even though you do the right things. But I believe that everything in life happens for a reason. It's in times of trials and tribulations when people grow most. And if you could turn those obstacles into opportunities, I believe that in the end, everything will work out and you'll live a fulfilling life. You can't control all that happens to you in life, but you can control how you react to it. You just have to believe in yourself, do the right thing, and the rest will take care of itself. もちろん、一生懸命頑張っても期待した結果にならない時もありますし、時には正しいことをやってきたにもかかわらず、不運な出来事に遭うこともあります。しかし、私は何事も何らかの理由があって起こるのだと信じています。人生の試練に立ち向かった時こそ、人として一番成長する時期であり、そのような試練を機会として捉えることができれば、最終的には全てがうまくいき、意味のある人生を送ることができると思っています。人生で起こることの全てをコントロールはできませんが、それにどう対応するかは自分で決めることができます。自分を信じ、人間として正しいことをすれば、最終的には報われるのだと信じています。Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんには、ポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパ英会話のインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは、実践的なミニ英会話レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場として、ぜひ活用してください。You can find today's show notes on hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast234. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. The premium version of this episode is also available on our website. The premium version includes a transcript and a Japanese translation of the entire episode, as well as the English-only audio file.Please come by our site for more information. 今日のエピソードの詳細は hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast234 で掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめてありますので、ぜひご覧ください。またハパオンラインショップでは、ポッドキャストプレミアム版も販売しております。プレミアム版は私のナレーション部分を含めたポッドキャストの台本が丸ごと収納された和訳付きテキストブックと日本語をすべて取り除いた英語のみの音声ファイルがセットになっています。詳細はブログでご確認ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などありましたら、ハパ英会話のブログまでにぜひ投稿してください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、インスタ、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today, and the next time I record this podcast, I'm gonna be in Los Angeles. You guys have an awesome day, and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.